I think part of the uprising of Mark's personal brand is the demise and fall of Elon's brand.
Hi, team, and welcome to the CEO Podcast. This is a place where we will have conversations on culture and team chemistry. We will deconstruct why there actually is an I in team from the strategies and attributes of the highest impact people and teams out there, so that in turn, you can apply as tools in your life, business, and sports. My name and your host is Kevin Rutherford. I'm a CEO and leader by trade and training. I've directed teams to successful acquisition and exit, while also creating recognized cultures where people want to work and play. So, let's jump right into today's episode.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the podcast, and it's great to be here and connect with all of you. Let's jump in.
Let's look at some solo founders who have recently rebranded lately. Let me ask you about Bezos and Zuckerberg. So two very different people doing different things. But in the last, I'd say, couple of years, both of them have had a pretty significant rebrand, both maybe in the leadership or aesthetics. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Jeff Bezos first. So there's been quite a transformation physically. You can tell, like, he looks like Daddy Warbucks. Do you know that reference?
No.
Hold on.
But he's super fit, right?
Yeah. So Daddy Warbucks, is from the play Annie, which is, you know, this world famous play. And he kind of looks like this guy.
Oh, my. He does. Yeah.
And so
I didn't know this. Yeah.
You know, he's transformed himself from this sort of back office cardigan wearing nerd to like this superhero. He looks like Mr. Clean. He's all buffed out. What do you make of that?
You know, I think he from afar. I've never met him, so I don't know him. But I think Jeff's just moving on to the next stage of his life. And
yeah. Well, why would he do something like that?
Well, how about this? Maybe it's an awakening. Here's a positive with Bezos. Maybe he's like, gosh, health, wellness, strength is really important, and even more important possibly than ever in my life, because if I don't do it now, I'm going to start to lose it with muscle atrophy and longevity, lifespan, health span. And I'm assuming positive intent here, right? So I said I'm going to be consistent. Maybe that's where his head's going, and that would say that's what he's doing based on physically what we're seeing. Now, how that changes with how he dresses on the outside, maybe it just goes hand in hand, and it's just, you are who you surround yourself with, and maybe he's changed who he surrounds himself with, because he's not running Amazon day to day anymore. He's now out, like you called superhero. He's
building rockets.
He's kind of like a celeb, almost an A-list celeb in many ways. He's just not in Hollywood movies.
You guys will find that you have passions, and having a passion is a gift. I think we all have passions, and you don't get to choose them. They pick you, but you have to be alert to them. You have to be looking for them. And when you find your passion, it's a fantastic gift for you, because it gives you direction, it gives you purpose. You can have a job, or you can have a career, or you can have a calling. And the best thing is to have a calling. And if you find your passion, you'll have that, and all your work won't feel like work to you.
Well, so let's contrast that for a moment, though, with Zuckerberg. Not that I know a lot about Mark either, but he's also super strong. Zuckerberg is going through a different inflection, at least from a health and wellness perspective. He's gone through a little bit of an identity with the company, where Facebook was getting tarnished as a name, and so they changed it to Meta, which really I don't think made any sense, but that's a whole other conversation. But he's trying to figure out, I think, his business identity of where do we want to go, because he really wants to be the good guy, right? And I think he does. And so he's trying to get that image back. And then he also has a health and wellness thing going on, clearly. And that, well, also wants to do some sort of martial arts fighting, I think, too.
Well, look, I'm a pretty competitive person. Doing sports that basically require your full attention, I think, is really important to my like mental health and the way I just stay focused at doing everything I'm doing.
Don't you think they're all interrelated? Don't you think they're connected?
In terms of who, like how?
Well, so let's, you know, so Facebook made some mistakes. Let's face it. You know,
100%.
There's the whole Cambridge Analytica thing. There's the, you know, just people becoming less trustful of what they were doing. Mm-hmm. You know, the lack of transparency, a lot of social issues where you could say, and, you know, Mark has to be accountable, right? Because he's at the helm, made some questionable ethical decisions, right? When it comes to either elections and politics or they at Facebook have allowed to be on the platform.
Where Amazon did not have that, I think, from an ethical perspective.
Right. So they've had quite a few ethical issues, right, that have not been great. Mm-hmm. And so it makes sense to me that they would want to distance themselves from the Facebook name and sort of have a reset on the name or rebrand for that reason, even if the name is sort of silly. It's almost like a little bit redundant and not cool, but at the same time, that's where we landed. But, you know, I think from a branding standpoint, he's wanted to change his image, change the company's image, distance himself and themselves from the Facebook brand. And so I think, you know, to your point, he's wanted to change his public perception as well. And how does he do that? Well, the accusations are, Mark, you are not acting like a human. You know, you're dehumanizing people on the platform, or you're being insensitive. You know, he got called, I think, in Congress, basically, like a robot, or, you know, some people question whether or not he was a human, right? Those were some of the conspiracy theories. And so what does he do? Well, he starts acting more human. He takes up sports like surfing or, well, in his world, it was not exactly surfing. It was foil surfing.
Oh, okay.
Do you ever see those pictures of him with the zinc caked all over his face?
Yeah, it's now coming back. I forgot. But yeah.
And so, you know, he was much more public about his relationship with his wife, who's Chinese. He studied Chinese and he spoke Chinese in public, again, showing more of the human side of Mark Zuckerberg. Like, he was not only empathetic, but also, you know, making the extra effort to learn the culture and language of his partner.
Yeah.
Which made him, I think, look and feel more human. And then he starts Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is sort of a cult following of the Bro Network, I guess, and earned him the respect as he got into physical shape, enough to hold his own. I think he's... I don't know, is he a black belt or a purple belt? But he's not a white belt anymore. He's earned his chops. Again, making him more human in this whole sort of rebrand effort. So I find it very interesting. I think it's very calculated. If it's not orchestrated, I think it's brilliant.
So when we think about these inflection points, in fact, Brad Stolberg has a book that he just released on change. I haven't read it, but I've heard Brad in some interviews. Sounds like a really interesting one for anyone to check out.
Master of Change, is that the one?
Of Change, that's it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Brad talks about, through research, we go through something like 35 changes, like major changes in our lifetime, which sounds like a lot, but when you stop and pause for a moment, you think about it, you go, I go to school, I graduate school, university, first job, second job, got fired, married, possibly, hopefully not, but divorced, child, death. Like, you start, it's like 35 happens.
Yeah, several chapters in our life.
That's right. We crave stability. And to get into the science of this just for a moment, because I think it's a helpful grounding for the conversation and like why we have this bias. So for the last 150 plus years, the prevailing model of change is homeostasis, which says that systems crave stability, change or disorder, disruption happens, and then the system tries to get back to where it was. It needs stability all the time. So it's order, disorder, back to order.
So we think about these major occurrences, and it struck me when he said that. And then when I think about us talking about, you know, these two leaders, we just happen to be seeing it right in front of our face. They're going through some major changes. So, you know, Facebook and its life stages and where it's gone, the front of the face of that is is the robot, as they call them. I think it's more just, I think there's these life stages and they're deciding, what do I want to do now? What do I want? I meaning, I don't think it's orchestrated. Maybe it is, but I don't think it's as brilliantly orchestrated as some people might make out. I think there's just self-discovery going, I need to do something different here. And then, oh, that didn't work. I need to do something else. And I just think that's what's going on. I could be wrong. Obviously, the Meta was orchestrated. Like, we need to get away from the Facebook name, get distance, let's go Meta. I get that. But the personal transition, probably become less robot, more personable, everything you said, I agree with. I just don't think it was orchestrated. I think it was just like, what else can we do? How do I improve? How do I get better? Whatever that might be.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you're the eternal optimist. You're giving the benefit of the doubt. I'm pushing back on that a little bit. I think it was...
Fair enough.
I think it was probably... you know, his wife could have had a hand in that, saying, Mark, come on, you know, let's face it. He has a certain kind of brain. You know, he has a brain similar to what I imagine an Elon Musk has. It's a brain kind of like a computer operates. There's strengths and weaknesses that go along with a neural divergent brain like that. There's moments of genius where he's seeing the vision. I mean, here's a guy, Zuckerberg, who's seen the vision of mm-hmm. his company, his life, what Facebook, the Facebook could do. I mean, basically from its inception, and he's 18 years old or whatever age he is, and he hasn't really strayed from that vision.
Yeah.
He's understood it. At the same time, he's been a socially awkward genius who doesn't speak to humans very well. He's mm-hmm. probably more akin to speaking computer code, you know, so... He's learning and growing up in front of us. You know, we've watched him make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, what's that line from the Facebook movie? You know, you don't get to a billion followers without, you know, like ruining a few friendships.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which is true. I think that's that you just, not everyone's going to like you.
Yeah.
You know, that comment right there, not everyone's going to like you. The one commonality that happens across all of this is, people want to feel like they belong, right? And cultures want to feel like you belong. These leaders, they actually feel like they want to belong. And so as, remember, you are who you surround yourself with, you're going to start to conform or try to fit in to that group. As much as we may think Jeff or Mark don't need to fit in anywhere, they want to fit in of whatever club it is that they, club, group identity that they want to be part of. So I think the personal transitions related to that. Is that an optimist comment again? I just can't help it.
You know, you're entitled to that point of view. I mean, I think we need a balance here. You know, we need checks and balances. You know, who knows? It's pure speculation. By the way, did you see Mark's interview with Lex Fridman, where they did the whole thing for the metaverse, like this virtual interview?
I didn't.
Amazing.
Okay.
I mean, the technology, like, so where it started with Mark is like this little animated avatar that looked really silly to where it is today. It looks like they did this remote podcast and they were wearing the remote goggles, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
But it, and they did this pre-scan where this, some machine scans your body in, like a 3D replica.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it looked like they were talking face to face, but they were, you know, I think Mark was probably in the Bay Area and Lex was in Austin, Texas, where he's at. And it looked like they're in the same room. Amazing. If it really works that way.
I want to see this.
Yeah. Well, and I think we're probably not too far away that our phone will probably become that scanner. That's the fun and exciting. Like Xbox kind of works like that right now when you're playing Xbox. Do you play games at all?
I don't.
So there's this... Basically, this technology through Xbox where it can see you and similar to the way you set up your iPhone. If you have an iPhone.
Yep.
You know, remember how like it will scan your face? Mm-hmm. Like you have to look up and look down, look
right.
to the side. And
right. Yes.
So that's how it opens your phone with mm-hmm. facial recognition. Xbox kind of does the same sort of thing. And you can use your hands as the tools of the avatar. You can point at the screen instead of having to click something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can foresee the metaverse operating the same kind of way where
that makes sense.
Your phone or your goggles kind of scans your body and then you're able to do this remote
that makes
experience.
Sense.
Pretty
that makes
cool.
sense. You know, I remember I was trying to find the commonality of what was happening there. It just hit me now. One of the, and I haven't mentioned this to you before or the audience, but I feel like I'm on a bit of a mission to find common ground for everyone. And it's a little bit of a shift from the conversation there, but we're so divided and it doesn't need to be because we're actually more similar than we're not. And so I keep trying to find commonality. And whether that's your far left or far right, like usually neither one works really well if you go far extreme. And so if you think about it, it's like, where are we on the same page? Mm-hmm. You know, sorry, the Canadian in me is going to come out on an American for a moment here, but it's just like the flag isn't red and blue. The flag's red, white, and blue. And that's what I try to keep telling people. I'm like, we have to remember that. And how do we find that commonality? So that's where I keep on thinking of positive intent in terms of where they're going. I do want to see that interview though, with Mark and Lex. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's worth watching, I think. And he's, you know, talk about transparency and culture. I think, you know, it seems like Mark is trying to evolve the culture. And again, from the top down, you know, he's being more human.
Yeah.
You know, doing the things that humans do, foil surfing and jujitsu. I mean, I think there's been a huge, whether it's deliberate or not, all the credit to him. I think he's really turned his brand around. And before he was like public enemy number one, everyone, you know, put a target on him, kind of the way people put a target on Bill Gates back in the day. And even most recently with Elon. Pandemic and all that.
I was going to say I think part of the uprising of Mark's personal brand is the demise and fall of Elon's brand.
Sure. Yeah, that may be a timing, you know, the...
Well, I think it's a bit of both.
The luck of the timing, yeah.
Yeah, like I think he's made some smart changes. And I think Elon is, for whatever reason, seems to be tarnishing his own brand left, right, and center, that it's actually made Mark look even better.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's usually only one seat in the enemy boat.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and then one kicks out the other. So if, yeah. you know, if Bill was in there before and then Mark jumps in the public mm-hmm. enemy boat and then Elon ejects him out of that seat. Now he's sitting there.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a revolving door, but yeah, I think your point is well taken. But at the same time, whether it's luck or whatever, Mark's done an amazing job to turn his brand around. And suddenly he's like, you know, at least most of the guys that I talk to in the gym that I'm working out in see him now as a gym bro, someone who's got his fitness together, someone who's doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. There's a certain respect level there that everyone understands. Somehow he's able to like turn that around in like 12 months or less. It's amazing.
I think it's great that he's doing it. I think it's Scott Galloway talks a lot about masculinity and modern masculinity. Mm-hmm. And I think the more recent, version of Mark, I think is a really good example of modern masculinity, how it can be and how it should be. So there's a compassion to it and there is a respectfulness. And then I think strength is okay. I'm not saying everyone has to be super strong, but health-wise, I know I need to get stronger. It's really important. So anyway, I think this is a really good thing going on with those guys on at least the fitness component. I'm all about it. Okay, team, let's bring it in. Hopefully you take away something today that you're able to reapply to your world. The purpose and intention of this pod is simply to give you the tools to excel both individually and as a team. Let's be crystal clear. Life is a team sport. This applies to the game of life, business, and in sports. I've said this before, there really is an I in team. I was born and raised in Canada, and the French translation for team there is a keep. So yes, literally, there is an I in a keep. And therefore, the meaning of team. It starts with the individual. That's you and me. We flourish with how we manifest our need to be interconnected. All this leading to imagining a future state of the world we want to create. And we will. So that's all for today. Let's go get it. I would love to hear from each and every one of you, or any one of you. So you can find me at, let me know what you're thinking, on Instagram or Twitter, or known, otherwise known as X today, at the handle clean_lantern. That's clean_lantern. Fire away. And one last request, if I may, and if you feel so compelled, please feel free to leave a review on wherever you listen to your podcasts, and feel free to share as well. Thank you.